SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
It was the event which shook the world, the global financial crisis leading entire financial systems to the brink of collapse. And while Australia emerged relatively unscathed, the impacts were felt across the economy. At the same time as unemployment rose, wage growth fell from an annual rate of around 4% in 2008 to a pandemic low of 1.3% in late 2020. A Productivity Commission report has found while most Australians earn more than their parents did at a similar age, wage stagnation means people born in the 1990s have experienced almost no income growth between the ages of 25 and 30 compared with those born in the prior decade. Commission Chair Danielle Wood says it also identified a stickiness at the extreme ends of the income distribution spectrum, with those raised in very low income households more likely to stay there.
We find there is a group that tends to get stuck in poverty. They're more likely to be older. They're more likely to be renting from a migrant background where they're not speaking English at home and more likely to live in a disadvantaged area. So it looks like there's a group of Australians that are getting trapped in poverty, and we think that's an area where we really need to focus our policy efforts.
The report finds women were less likely to out-earn their parents than men. And while wage growth has recovered more recently, higher levels of inflation means real incomes remain under pressure. Economist Angela Jackson explains.
What we've really seen, particularly for younger people joining the labour market since the global financial crisis, is that their wages simply haven't grown at the same pace as previous generations. So they're not getting the rewards from their education and from their work experience that previous generations received.
Despite these findings, a coinciding report by UBS shows Australians are becoming richer, ranking number 2 globally when it comes to median wealth per adult. It comes ahead of what's expected to be one of the biggest generational wealth transfers in Australia's history. Investment consultant at wealth management firm UBS, Stephen Cabot, says that transfer is expected to exacerbate wealth inequality in Australia.
And just to put that $83 trillion into perspective in terms of quantum of money, that's effectively the same as the whole economic activity of the world for a year. So that amount of wealth is going to be transferred over the next couple of decades. What we're finding is that the wealth is transferred intra-generational, so from spouse. Generally, that is going from the husband to the wife, who has a longer life expectancy. After that, then it becomes the intergenerational.
Kira Hain, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.